bad things happen. They happen to everybody. Bad things happen to good people. Well, eventually, something bad happened to me. My husband died, and that was bad enough. But then I was in my little house with my little dog, and I took her outside, put her down on the grass, and then I looked up at the sky, and there was a big black ball in front of my right eye. I didn't believe it. I went to the eye hospital at Duke, and they said, our diagnosis is it's macular degeneration, and your eye has been torn up, and we can't do anything about it. And we give you 5 years on the other eye. I went home, and I was in despair. First thing I was in despair about was reading. I had books all over the floor waiting to be read. And I read and read and read. And then it occurred to me that when I got blind, I couldn't see my children. I couldn't see my grandchildren. I couldn't see my great-grandchildren. That was a big loss. And then what was the other big losses? The ocean. I had to get down to the ocean and see it again. And I did, and I did, and I did, until I was totally blind. Now I don't go. It just can't be done that way. But I decided that I would sell my house and go into assisted living. My son brought me here to Brighton Gardens. And I walked in the front door, and what did I see? I saw white tablecloths with lights coming down, and the light was just bouncing off of the white tablecloths. And that was quite my imagination, maybe, but it made me feel like this was a good place and there was life here. But I was scared. I was extremely scared, and I was sorry for what I had done, really. I'd given up my independence, and I didn't know how to live in a place like this. But they helped me as much as they possibly could and let me be independent. I would come down the elevator, and I'd get off, and if I went the wrong way, somebody over the desk would say, "Ms. Garrity, you're going the wrong way." And in the morning when I tried to pour the coffee, "Ms. Garrity, don't you dare pour that coffee." And so this was the environment I needed. I needed these people to be in touch with me, following me, keeping me out of trouble. And as the days went by, I began to realize I now had the good life back because I have learned to help other people. It is through service to other people that you help yourself so often.